AI toll free line.
Good Day program. Beyond Good Day, we have our stories to tell. Lots of fuss about this thing we call Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, all as we approach the end of the year 2012. Much has been made about the Mayan calendar and what may happen on the 21st.
I just saw somebody post on Facebook. Now, wait a minute. Was it 12-12-12 or 12-21-12?
Well, it's the numbers. You see, if you're a numerical, what do they call, numerologist is what they call them, you understand the numbers are the same. They just happen to be, if you collectively, what they do is they add them up and they divide. I've never quite understood numerology, but I know that 12-12-12 and 12-21-12 all add up to the same thing. And that's why I've said there's so much energy. It started off in December with December 3rd having amazing and changing energy, which is very cool. And then the 12th bringing us a lot to think about. I find it really interesting. When you get right down to it, Richie, those who are interpreting 12-12-12,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of metaphysical interpretation of this.
But didn't we already have what we thought was going to be the Mayan calendar end, and then it was wrong, and they put
right.
it off?
Well, I think there were a lot of, there's a lot of doomsday predictors. Nostradamus seems to have followed the Mayan calendar, but I've mentioned before the Kali Yuga world cycles, which call for the destruction of the earth, random change. All of this stuff is random to a point, depending on how you read this thing we call astrology, because there's Western astrology and there's Eastern astrology, and Eastern astrology takes this information and uses it differently. That's why if you go to an astrologer for a reading, if it's a Vedic astrologer, you'll get a different sense, because what is a Scorpio in Western tradition is not a Scorpio in Eastern tradition. And so there are a lot of different influences, and much of this is, well, some of it is predestination, so they say, some of it's karma, some of it's fate, but I believe it all rolls itself into one big ball that involves our higher power and the connection that we have to God, because I believe God is in all of us. The energy that is God is the energy that created the universe, the biblical scholars would call it the heaven and the earth and the seas and whatever. It's way beyond anything. Quantum physics is way beyond anything that most people, time, spatial references and relationships, most people just don't understand it. I would be the first to tell you. I haven't got a clue, except I do know that what I hear feels comfortable to me. And I believe that all of us have this, we are in a space, some of us are comfortable with all of this, some of us not. It's kind of like allopathic and homeopathic and regular medicine. It's traditional religion versus New Age religion. There are just all kinds of things. There are some people who think today would be a good day to die, or the 12th would be a good day to get married. What we are really interested in, is the number 12. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're lying on your deathbed right now, and you have the ability to pull the plug and call it quits today, or hang on and see if maybe you get better, do you pull the plug?
No, because remember that we've talked about this, and again, the strain is on allopathic versus traditional medicine. There are a lot of people who have been saved by going through alternative cures. Not everybody that gets sick and just says forget about it to traditional medicine and goes the homeopathic or allopathic way is going to save himself or herself. But there are plenty of examples of people who have been written off by the traditional medical establishment who have gone that other route, who have been saved. And it is the same for animals. I've become aware of that in the past couple of weeks since I met this Dr. Margot Roman, the animals that she's saved that were on their deathbed. They lived 2, 3, 4 years after horses, dogs, you name it. But it still is not a comfort zone for a lot of folks. It just isn't. Now, having said that, we have this number 12, which, I mean, I'm going back to the last time this happened was October 10th, 2010. You remember that, 10,
right.
10, 10, and all of then there was 9, 9, 9, there was 8, 8, 8, 7, 7, 7, blah, 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 blah.
You're right.
But the numbers in this kind of a sequence don't happen again until January 1st.
Right, 'cause we're out of numbers that can match.
Right. Yeah, all the numbers are gone.
We can't match 13, 14,
nope.
15.
No, they're all, it's done. It's finished until January 1st, 2101. You won't find any, that'll be 111. You won't see that again until, and hopefully we'll all be around to talk about it, Richie, one way or the other. There's a certain amount. There are a lot of people who are playing. If you're in Las Vegas today, not only are you getting married, many of you, through the night and into the next day, but there are a lot of people who are playing these numbers. Playing at roulette, for example, if you the roulette.
That's my Facebook post today.
It is?
My Facebook post today is, I'm playing the lotto. What numbers do you think I should play today?
Mm-hmm. Well, they never come out. I don't. Is there a history of the lotto or any of these Powerball, Mega Ball hitting
yeah.
the same number? They can't because they throw out the number and there's only one in the ball. And that big ball, they spit out, they run the air through it. There's only one number from 1 until, what is it, 1 to 60 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so there's going to be a 12, 12, 12, 12, 12.
But there's a 1 and a 21 and a...
Yeah, right. You could maybe play on a variation.
And by the way, today is National Mic Check Day.
Mic
one,
check.
1, 2, 1, 2,
mic
1,
check.
2.
All right. All right, so anyway, the number 12, pretty unique. It's interesting. It's a very useful number. The usefulness of the number 12, recognized by mathematicians and scientists and physicists, the usefulness of the number derives from its divisibility. Relatively few small numbers that can be evenly divided into so many subsets. Number 12 can be evenly divided into halves, thirds, fourths, sixths, and twelfths.
Wow.
Multiply 12 by 12. Get 144. Look at how wonderful that number is. And then you keep going on with it. You can carry it out. The divisibility is the reason the number 12 and its multiples are so intertwined in our society. We use it here, there, and everywhere for time, 12 hours, right? Times
yep.
two.
12 months.
Right? 12 months in the year, right? Think about it. It's a spatial, logistic, even number. And it is really, it's fascinating to get into all this stuff and see what it really means.
Yeah, you wonder about that. You know, before when the Gregorian calendar was first created, there was, what, 10 months?
Yes, there were.
And then those egomaniacs, Caesar
and Julius.
Augustus, yeah.
Yeah, right. Augustus Caesar and Julius Caesar.
Right, decided, you know what, we need a couple more months just so I can fit my name in there.
Right.
But they ended up at this 12.
Yeah. And it worked.
Were they thinking about that? I mean, obviously one of them put it so that it was at 11, and then another one made it so that it was 12.
Mm-hmm.
But did somebody, did Socrates, Socrates come up to them and say, no, you need 12 months to work this out? And he was mm-hmm. gone before they got around. But
Well, think of how perfect.
And 12 hours.
It all is. Think of how perfect.
60 seconds.
It is. The division of the day, 24 hours, has been in existence since the beginning of timekeeping, followed by the designation of minutes, which
the first,
is 1/60th, and multiply
did,
that by 12.
When did the first, what are they called, sundials have actual hours on them?
I don't know, Rich, honestly. Don't know. I know that that's a fascinating...
I have to look this up now. I'm totally fascinated by this now.
The latitude and longitude, you see the influence of 12
yep.
as well. Right? 3 + 12 + 10 = 360 degrees. That's the circle. The basis for our geographic coordinating system is based on 12s. That's really fascinating. The whole thing, and that's why there's so much superstition around it in terms of the zodiac or the, if you go to Stonehenge, there are 12 main stones. There are 12 days of Christmas. There are 12 apostles. There are 12 Federal Reserve districts. Think about that as you think about our system and the Sphinx. There are 12 ways of getting in and out of the Sphinx. I just find it fascinating to look at numbers and the similarity and the possibilities. Something good is happening. Something that will help you in your daily lives. Something that will help you in the functioning of our society. The number 12 can even be interpreted as a gift and positive message from our distant past. No scientific basis for that belief and no known logical premise for the belief, but I think it's possible something good happens on a global scale.
There's 30 stones at Stonehenge, by the way.
There are 30 stones, but there are 12 main stones.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are 12. Yeah, I mean, the way it was originally based on 12, and then they added to it. And over the years, a lot of them have fallen down. You know, there's, I think, I don't know that there are only 12 still standing.
There's 17 still standing. What I
okay.
can see.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, is anything bad going to happen? Only if you keep it in your mind. If you believe something good is going to happen today to you or between now and the 21st, I think that's the thought we all need to hold. Something good continues to happen between now and the 21st. And guess what? It'll be great. Be super duper. Bring you well into the new year. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Buying and Selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
Both done?
Why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new Buying and Selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. It's your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 23 after the hour on Beyond Good Day, stories, some of the music of the season we feature off and on here, some of our great introspective guests that join us each week for conversation and motivation. That's what this is all about. Richie has been doing some detective work and found that there is something secret going on with our space program.
Is he curious? You know, way back when Ike Turner had his Rocket 88, now we have the X-37B.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to know a whole lot about what's going on with this X-37B. Ever since the space shuttle retired, it seems like this is the new mission. And I'm not even sure it's NASA or whether it's the Air Force, because the Air Force launched it. But I have to think, since it's a space mission, that NASA is involved in it, too. So anyway, yesterday at Cape Canaveral in Florida, the military's top secret version of the space shuttle, this thing's only like 29 feet long.
Right, it's a single passenger unit.
Right. Launched it into space. Now, this thing has been launched once before in 2010, or twice before in 2010, and it spent 7 months up in space orbiting, and then again in 2011, and it spent almost a year in space. But nobody knows what they're doing with this thing. So,
what do you mean? Nobody in the public knows what they're
nobody
doing
in the public. These are okay. Once it gets into orbit, that's it. It's a secret mission. There's no information about it whatsoever. Like, lights out to the press.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just curious. You know, is it landing on the moon? Is it spying on foreign countries?
Uh-huh.
Is it spying on us? Is it testing secret technology? What's with the big secret? I mean, with the space shuttle, we knew every single thing that was going on with the space shuttle. They took hamster poop up there to test the effects of space on hamsters and their digestive systems. We knew it. But what do you think the big secret could be with this X-37B?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Well, there are the problem is we have too many secrets in our country, and the things that are going on to spy on us, the drones, not only overseas but now here,
they, without the information that you have requested or that you're suggesting, what is left open except speculation as to the negative side of how this can be used? This is a power that is great and can be used for good. We need something that is experimental in nature, that is, that we can learn by doing. We've done that through the history of the space program. We've learned by doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
it's been tough. Sometimes it has been easygoing. It's just something that has contributed to mankind's knowledge.
Now, Jonathan McDowell of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics speculates that it may be carrying sensors designed for spying and likely serving as a test bed for future satellites. See, that's kind of where I think it's going.
Well,
he doesn't think that it's anything exotic like weaponry or shadowing Chinese satellites. That's, see, that's another interesting
all right,
thing.
Let's go backwards.
Sending up satellites to shadow other satellites.
Here we go. You remember the Apollo program that started, if you remember the lunar landing in 1972, that was the last lunar landing. The Apollo mission was more or less scuttled, and the shuttle, you know, started, I think, in the late 70s. There's a picture the astronaut snapped, the famous blue marble photograph of the Earth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are things that you can't see from the moon that you can if you're closer into the Earth. As far as what goes on, I think there are a lot of things out there that we ought to know about. Maybe that's the other side of this. This will help us understand what the Chinese are doing, what the Russians are
doing.
They're
always watching.
Yeah. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons.
Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Stranger to actually being a guest on a lot of talk radio programs. You've heard him before. I remember the days when he actually did a talk radio program, or he did a lot of programs that maybe the host took a day off, and Craig Smith said, I'll do that program. So he did. Craig's with us. He's the chairman of Swiss America Trading Corporation, which is an investment firm specializing in lots of interesting things that have to do with the shape. What is the old expression? I like the shape we're in, or I don't like the shape of the shape that we're in.
Isn't that the truth? I think both would be applicable today, Doug. And I got to tell you, visiting with you before we went on the air was just wonderful to walk down memory lane, that we've seen so much come and go over the last 20, 25 years. And, of course, nothing's been more appropriate than what's happened over the last 10 years, especially the last four. So there's a lot that America has to deal with nowadays, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. And you have dealt with it in a number of philosophical ways. Craig Smith has written The Great Debasement, which is a book. All of the books that you write are pretty much commentaries on the reality of the day. And I guess when we, these sorts of radio programs and these sorts of stations, what we call news talk stations, they deal with the issues of the day. So what's the issue in The Great Debasement?
Well, what we did, Doug, is we looked at the last 4 years of what's happened under the Obama administration, and it made us take a close, hard look at history. You know the old saying, if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. Mm-hmm. We found out that 100 years ago, in 1912, when Woodrow Wilson was elected president of the United States, he was our first truly progressive politician that took over the White House. Well, in 1913, he enacted the Federal Reserve and, of course, the 16th Amendment, which was federal income taxes. And we realized that that set America on a course of progressive thinking that has now created a $16 trillion debt and a welfare state to where 50% of Americans now get some type of benefit for the U.S. government. We found it interesting there was a 100-year period, and during that 100 years, the money was debased. It was devalued, where a dollar in 1912 today is worth about 2.5-3 cents.
Oof.
then we found out that this wasn't just typical of America. It happened to the Athenians. It happened to the Romans. It happened to the Ottoman Empire. It happened to the British Empire. And it's happening again here in America. And so we tried to lay out what happened, but more importantly, how you can keep the government from continuing to take money out of your pocket in a way that you don't even realize they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see that even more so in the next 4 years as Mr. Obama continues to create class warfare, in our opinion, pit rich against poor, and try and make an even more dependent American on the federal government.
It's interesting. Rich McFadden, who's on the air with me here, often says when we're talking about things like this, to have people get a perspective, look at your paycheck. If you are drawing a check every week, every 2 weeks, every month, and you don't look at what has taken place in terms of what is out for Social Security, what's out for Medicare, what comes out for regular taxes, income taxes, and you just look at what you're taking home, you're really doing a disservice to yourself, to the country, because without understanding how the system works, and that's how you understand what you are putting into the system, it goes the way that it's going.
It's absolutely right. I don't think many people take the time to look at that, Doug. And when you do, it's kind of frightening. In 1913, when we implemented federal income tax, which our founding fathers, by the way, had rejected, they believed that tariffs and trade would pay the bills of the federal government. But nevertheless, it was 2% of your paycheck. Today, most Americans are paying somewhere around 25 to 30% of their paychecks. Yeah. And by the time you figure your tax on gasoline and your tax on groceries, many people have 50% of their income going to the federal government. And that's why wages have not kept up with the cost of living. Now, up till recently, we really didn't feel it because we had our houses going up in value every year. So it worked as, if you will, a de facto savings account. So you didn't really feel as poor as you were because you had the equity in your home. Well, then when we had the real estate crash in 2007 and that equity evaporated, most Americans found out that they weren't keeping up with the cost of living, and in many cases either lost their homes, lost their savings, or found themselves behind the eight ball. It was very predictable, Doug, and if people had done just what you said, just take time to look at what the government is taking out of your check and then look at what it costs to live, you'll see that there are ways to avoid it. You've got to be smarter than the government. Isn't it sad, Doug, that you and I have to have a conversation on how to educate the American people to protect themselves against the federal government? It's sad, but it needs to be done.
All right. One of the ways that you can do that, this book, The Great Debasement, is available. Craig is happy to offer a copy of the book. If you call 800-630-1494 and just mention Doug Steffen, that's 800-630-1494. Get The Great Debasement. The essence of what we're talking about here in terms of Craig Smith, who's chairman of the Swiss America Trading Corporation. In essence, you just got me to go down another path for a second, and we're short on time, but I want to go into the Waste, Fraud, Corruption, and Abuse Department, which is another area. These people who say we ought to be paying more in taxes, why would you pay more in taxes to support a system that is so corrupt? For example, you know these numbers, Craig, I'm sure, in terms of waste in the Pentagon. The Defense Department budget is $700,000. Government Accounting Office, which pretty much everybody respects, says if we cut out the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon alone, we could get exactly the same protection, if you will, or coverage, spending $460 billion. That means $240 billion a year wasted. How can you look at your paycheck and think, how much of my paycheck is going into the funnel, which is a flusher?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Doug. And I mean, everybody knows the story of you and I could go to the Ace Hardware store and buy a hammer for $25, but if you buy it through the Pentagon, it's $300.
Right.
And this would be akin to having a leak in your gas tank, and you go in to refill your gas tank every day, but by the time you get back to the car, it's empty. You got to plug the leak first, and you're absolutely right. Why should the American people continue to spend more money with the government, whether it be the top 2% or the middle class or even the people that don't pay taxes? Why should they continue to send money into a system that we know is corrupt, we know doesn't work, and we know wastes as much as they spend? The American people should demand the fix before we continue to send more money to very wasteful politicians.
The Great Debasement, Craig's book, 800-630-1494. Tell them when you call that number. You're listening to Doug Steffen. Craig's happy to give you a free copy, The Great Debasement, 1-800-630-1494 for more discussions on the lines of what we've been talking about. Craig R. Smith, Chairman of the Swiss America Trading Corporation, thanks very much for being here on Good Day.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you for what you do with America, bringing this information to them. We appreciate it, and that's why we offer the book.
Our number, again, for the book is 800-630-1494. The book is called The Great Debasement, 800-630-1494.
HGTV is your home sweet home to the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
What's that?
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
800-510-8255 is always the way to be in touch with us here on Good Day, or you can email Roberta at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Doug at DougStephan.com. It isn't necessarily just about the issues. Sometimes you can comment on some of the things that we focus on, like the beautiful Christmas music that has been coming for quite a number of years from the Celtic women. Chloe Agnew is one of these gifted musicians. She's a pianist, plays guitar, and she also has a magnificent singing voice, as do all of the ladies. She won the Grand Prix at the first International Children's Song Competition in Cairo in 1998, representing Ireland with a song entitled The Friendship Tree. Do you sing that, Chloe? You do your...
Hi there, Doug. How are you doing?
I think we're fine, thank you. And how about you?
Good. Good, thank you. Glad to be talking to you. You've done your homework, that's for sure. I'm very impressed.
Well, I'm looking at some of the things that are part of not only your routine, but also the routine that the Celtic women have. You are on an exhausting, sort of grueling tour schedule pretty much most of the year, or certainly through the spring and fall, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much been our life for the last 8 years. You know, I've been with the group since the very beginning, since I was 14. So it's been an incredible journey, and I think it's all we know, you know, and I think your body knows that you have to do these long months on the road, and you kind of, you look after each other, and you take care of each other, and it's our day-to-day lives, you know, it's our 9-to-5 job, shall we say.
So how much of that touring affects your home life? What sort of family life do you have?
Well, I'm not going to lie, it's tough, you know, it is really tough. We're all very lucky that we have wonderfully supportive families at home in Ireland who a lot of them, you know, are my parents in particular are very well known in the music business and the entertainment industry at home in Ireland. So I pretty much grew up in the business, which I think has been on my side, and that I'm not afraid of the hard work. I know what hard work is thanks to watching my parents do it growing up. So, you know, we're very lucky that we have that on our side, that our families know what our schedules are like, know the long hours, and are just as supportive as they can be, and they come out and they visit us all the time, and what's really special about Celtic Woman is that we've almost become a family ourselves. You know, like I said earlier there, we have to look after each other on the road for long months. We become our own sisters and our brothers and our mothers. You know, we look after one another, and the beautiful thing is when the two worlds collide, when we bring our own real families out onto the road, and everybody is so welcoming and knows everything about our lives. So it feels like one big family. It's really great.
All right, I want to talk for a while about this new Christmas CD that is called Home for Christmas. Here's another cut from that. This is called Santa Claus is Coming to Town, a song you probably none of you ever heard before, done by the Celtic
Woman. Have a feeling it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
That's what I love. Violinist, I never can remember her name. But man, is she impressive? What's her name? What is it?
It's Mairead Nesbitt. It's like parade with an M.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Yeah, she really is. By the way, you're also touring now. I was talking about your fall and spring tour, but you actually have a Christmas tour with just Christmas music that goes on from pretty much now until just before Christmas, right?
That's right. We're on our symphony tour, yes, which is absolutely incredible. It's actually something very different for us in that we're performing with symphony orchestras every night. And it's all our Christmas repertoire. Yeah, and it's a really beautiful show. It's a feel-good show, you know. We've had kids come out with their parents and their grandparents, very much like what we do normally with Celtic Woman. But this is pretty special because it's Christmas music. And so, yeah, we're moving right across the country. And we've only had about two concerts so far, but we've had a ball, and we're just loving it. So we hope that people come out and have a bit of Christmas festive fun with us.
You can
Chloe,
go.
Do you have a favorite holiday song? Sorry to step on you, Dougie, we've been asking all of our Facebook fans over the last couple of days about their favorite holiday music. Do you have any favorites?
Oh, it's so tough. You know, Christmas is genuinely my favorite time of the year. I love it so much. So needless to say, all the Christmas music is fantastic. I mean, I love, in this particular show we do White Christmas and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which are two beautiful songs, but I can't pick a favorite. They're all just fabulous. I love them all.
I'm looking at your schedule. You'll be in Detroit this weekend, in Minneapolis, and in Naperville, Illinois. The full schedule, by the way, you can go to Celtic Women, C-E-L-T-I-C-K, C-E-L-T-I-C-W-O-M-E-N, and we're Celtic
Women. W-O-M-A-N. Celticwoman.com.
It's singular woman, not plural.
It is, actually, yeah. And funny enough, we always get asked, why is it singular? And it's because we kind of all like to represent something very different within the show, which I think we do. We're all very different on stage and off stage. So we each represent something that, I guess, makes up the quintessential Celtic woman.
So there are seven of you. What's the age span for the Celtic women?
No, there's actually only four of us, believe it or not.
Oh, I thought there were seven.
No, there's three singers and one fiddle player. So I'm the baby of the group. I've obviously been with the group since I was 14, and I'm 23 now. But it wouldn't be very fair of me to say the other lady did, but they wouldn't be very impressed.
Wait a minute. Okay, I know what I did wrong. I'm looking at the seven albums that you have released.
That's right. Yes. This is actually our eighth consecutive number one album on the Billboard World Music Charts, which is fantastic. We're delighted with the success at Home for Christmas, and we have a really, really loyal fan base who are just incredible. They've followed us since day one of Celtic Woman and continue to support us and love us throughout the years. So we wouldn't be where we are today without them.
I was in Ireland a couple of months ago, and I was talking about some of the music there. You really do have a strong place in the modern heritage of Ireland. Everybody's so proud of what you do, and you're so recognizable all around the world. It's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Well, continued success. Let's spend a moment. Here are the Celtic Women from the new Christmas CD that was just released a month or so ago. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas, Chloe.
Thank you. The same to you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Take good care and lots of success. This is something that now is almost always identified with Christmas, is it not? The music of the Celtic women here on Good Day.
What if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
With
The kids day.
25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. Doug Steffens, good day.
I don't believe I just said that.
Wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holidays.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
After the hour for our weekly visit with the animal expert all people are talking about, they all go to. He's the go-to guy for all kinds of things when it comes to loving your pet. He'll teach you new ways of doing it. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. A number of things that are happening in the world of pets, but doesn't include you getting a pet for Christmas. Let's just underscore that. So Warren will be here in just a moment with a couple of things dogs are being taught. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800 or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
So Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show to talk about how to handle things with your pet or just anecdotal things. If you haven't seen the video of the day today, Warren, at DougSteffen.com, it's the story of a dog waiting patiently for his boy master to play in a puddle. It is beyond cute.
I haven't seen it, but I'm definitely going to go to it right after we hang up. I'm going to look at it.
All right. So, meanwhile, I mean, that's we have pictures. There are pictures of pets all over the website today, and all of them are aimed at making you smile. As pets do make us smile. We find, Charlotte was just here a few minutes ago snoring away, and we were laughing about it. And she is, she's so precious. And all of our pets to us are usually, if you know how to handle them and know what they mean to you. I thought it was interesting. We had a story at DougStefan.com about the New Zealand SPCA teaching dogs how to drive. Let's see, there's another story there about Jenna Miller, who loves puppies so much, she came up with a business to help abandoned puppies find permanent homes. And the at Brigham Young University. I thought this was pretty interesting.
That was the rent. She's renting the puppies.
She's renting them.
Yeah, there's kind of mixed feelings about that. Some people in the field of animal behavior feel it's really not good for them to go from one home to another home to another home. It creates a lot of confusion from a behavioral standpoint for the dog. But my feeling is generally this. Any dog that's in a shelter would be better off in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. More socializing, more exposure, less craziness. So I don't know about the rental fee. I think the foster way would be a better idea.
Well, but she started, I mean, she is renting them. She's taking care of them to a point, I guess. But the dogs who have been abandoned are now in, you don't know whether they're in loving homes. You got to hope that they are. But they're being taken care of, and they're not in a cage all day long.
Well, it's kind of like the same approach that San Francisco tried to take, where they were giving pets to the homeless people to care for. I mean, I don't know if you heard that story, but what they wanted to do in San Francisco was they wanted to take dogs from shelters that had no homes and give them to the homeless people from a socialization point of view, and then adopting them out at that point. And I didn't think that was a great idea either.
What do you think about this idea? The New Zealand Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is trying to clear up common misconceptions about dogs, rescue dogs. This fellow said sometimes people think because they're getting an animal that's been abandoned, somehow it's a second-class animal. So apparently driving a car actively demonstrates to potential rescue dog adopters that you can teach an old dog new tricks. So this outfit is trying to teach dogs how to drive.
All I can say, Doug, is if you've ever driven in L.A., it's got to be an improvement. It's got to be. Having a schnauzer alongside me on the left and a bulldog on the right, it's got to be an improvement. You know, it's interesting.
Actually, I'm trying to figure out how this works.
Well, you know, there are interesting things. There are cars now that are kind of made for people with physical challenges, and I guess they can take a car and make it to the point where the dog can drive. I think it's more of a put-on than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? If you have a dog, you know, I've been to so many rescue and humane organizations and adoption events. If you have a dog that's well behaved, it's so much easier to find a home for that dog. That's why I wish, and what I do, is I don't want to sound egotistical, but I've never charged a penny to train a dog for humane society. I wish more behaviors and trainers would do that so more dogs would find their way home.
That's right. It's a barking good time here on the Good Day program. Also with Warren, check out his petshow.com website. It's 59 after I get.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.